Been a bad summer for moviegoers, to say the least. Only a few memorable hits, one or two Oscar contenders, but as they say, it's always darkest before the dawn. Hope springs eternal. I've got a few more cliches up my sleeve. Newsday critic Rafer Guzman has word of some better movies coming down the pike. Rafer, good to have you with us.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much. Five movies we're going to run through very quickly here today. Yeah. Let's, first of all, listen briefly to a clip from The Town.
Ms. Kesey, I would like to start with your abduction.
Four men made me open the safe. They took me as a hostage.
Were you able to see anything at all through the blindfold?
No.
When they have that heartbeat thing going, you know, it's a real thrill.
No. Right. When you have Don Draper asking if you can see anything through the blindfold.
You got a Don Draper
That's right. That's John Hamm.
John Hamm
and Rebecca Hall. Yeah. That's right. That's The Town. That's the Ben Affleck movie. I'm interested in this. I think there's a couple reasons. The good news is that he co-wrote and directed this. And I think that Ben Affleck is a really good screenwriter, as we all know from Good Will Hunting.
Yes.
I think he's a really great director from Gone Baby Gone with his brother Casey. I happen to think he's the worst actor living.
I was just going to say, you are not a fan, dude.
No,
I know you're not.
And the bad news is that he's not only in this movie, he's the lead. And it's it's a crime drama. It's set in Boston, which is an area that he knows pretty well and seems to do well with. So I'm very interested to see how this movie is going to turn out.
Shouldn't cast yourself is Rafer's advice on all this.
Right.
All right, let's check movie number two. This is Woody Allen out with a movie. It's called Tall, Dark Stranger.
You have to forgive me if I seem a little awkward, but I don't usually do this sort
all
of thing,
right.
You know? I mean, I assume it's hygienic and all. Do you know what I mean?
Hygienic?
Yeah.
Are you having a laugh?
No, just checking.
Woody Allen's gone Brit.
Yes, it's his fourth London movie. It's You Will Meet a Tall, Dark Stranger is the full title. That's Anthony Hopkins.
Mm-hmm.
The usual Woody Allen stuff, midlife crisis, call girl. There's an older couple, a younger couple.
There's an older man and a much, much younger woman.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Please, I know this movie by heart.
It's Woody Allen. It's Woody Allen.
Yeah. He's not very attractive. She's a stunner.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Hang on.
Where does he come up with this stuff?
Where does he get it?
I know.
The thing is, I love Woody Allen. I love his stuff. I think he's great at just sort of sketching these kinds of characters out and putting them in a situation and letting them kind of run. And you always wind up coming out of the movie wondering, you know, why did they say that? Why did she? You kind of fill in the gaps, I think, in the characters. And I love doing that with a Woody Allen movie. So I'm looking forward to this one.
All right. It's high time we had a movie about Facebook, I suppose. It's called, of course, The Social Network.
People want to go on the internet and check out their friends, so why not build a website that offers that friends, pictures, profiles? I'm talking about taking the entire social experience of college and putting it online.
Oh, my God, they're singing in the background. What is this
singing.
All about?
It's David Fincher, the guy who did Zodiac, the guy who did Seven. I'm really intrigued by this movie. I mean, it just seems like Facebook just came out. Didn't we all just sign up for Facebook?
Explain to me, how is Facebook a movie?
Well, it's based on a biography of the founder, Mark Zuckerberg.
Right.
I think it's interesting because the trailers that I've seen have cast him as this kind of underdog, you know, this kind of a Sammy Glick character, this guy who's not part of the in crowd, you know, and he's trying to get into the in crowd. And this is sort of he's sort of Revenge of the Nerds, you know. This is his way of
so
is there a like button?
thumbs up, thumbs down. Yeah,
you liked it?
No. I'm saying. It sounds really interesting to me. It's Jesse Eisenberg also plays Mark Zuckerberg, which is a great character for him to play. You know, he's usually the go-to guy for the kind of Asperger-ish misfit teen, but this looks like a more complex character to me.
All right, fourth movie on the list: Clint Eastwood's Hereafter. October 22nd is when this one is coming out. We don't have a clip.
Yeah,
but it's Clint Eastwood.
It's Clint Eastwood.
Warner Brothers, right.
Whatever. Although he's in a spiritual mood. The Hereafter refers to death in this one. Matt Damon stars.
Isn't he 80 now?
Oh, he's 80. Yeah,
isn't
he's
that
80.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's still turning good.
We should all be 80 the way he's 80.
Yeah.
I know. He's doing great. I like Clint Eastwood's movies. I think he's a really uneven director. I mean, it's a guy that did Unforgiven, but then also did Bloodwork, that thriller with Jeff Daniels. I mean, he can really go from the sublime to the ridiculous.
I'm sorry, you're just nitpicking. The man's 80.
So he as long as they just get a good close-up, you're okay, right?
No, I I just think that, you know, to give Woody Allen a pass, and I just think Clint Eastwood is a far greater artist. That's
do you?
All I, right, think all right. I think he's a standard of a great American artist.
We'll have to see how he does with, you know, with the questions of spirituality and the afterlife. I think Matt Damon plays kind of a psychic in this movie. It's interesting territory for Clint Eastwood, who's usually deals with pretty concrete matters, but this one seems a little ethereal.
Yeah,
but
it's the jazz side of Clint.
Could be.
But he breaks the Affleck rule. He's the director and casts himself in the lead.
He's not in this one. I don't think Eastwood is in this one. No.
Oh.
No.
Okay. So you're not going to see him in this one. All right. Anyway. All right. So let's go.
Let's get on to the geek one.
The geek one. Well, we already did Facebook. Let's keep it going. Let's go even geekier. Tron.
2 nights before he disappeared, he came to my house. He said he was about to change everything. Science, medicine, religion. He wouldn't have left that, Sam. He wouldn't have left you.
The Tron Legacy.
Tron Legacy.
So this is a sequel?
Is a sequel almost 30 years later.
Took him a while.
I know. It's fascinating because you may or may not remember, but the original Tron was a complete flop. Mm. A total flop.
And like Waterworld kind of flop.
Oh, yeah. This was Disney's entry into the burgeoning subculture of computers, and all the kids were going to get excited, and there was a video game, and the video game did far better than the film. But the movie has, over the ensuing decades, gotten a bit of a cult following. And it's fascinating to me. The movie doesn't come out until December, but it's already generating huge amounts of buzz online. People are really talking about this movie. And I remember seeing it as a bit of a computer geek myself in 1982 and thinking it was terrible. I went back and watched it again. It looks even worse to me. It's dated. It's dated even worse. But I'm really intrigued to see what Disney's going to do with this. I mean, are they going to have another stinker, or is it going to suddenly pull a hit out of the old Tron movie?
Well, imagine if the first Tron had the benefit of social networking to sustain its marketing. It might have been a different story.
Could have been a whole different story. Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, speaking of flops, why do you think the summer was so anemic?
You know, it's a good question. I don't know. I think there was a lot of dependence on very formulaic and a lot young adult kind of teen fantasy kind of stuff, Twilight and movies like that, Percy Jackson, Last Airbender. There was a lot of stuff that was based on novels and then made into movies. There were very few original scripts, I think, that came out during the summer that aimed to like tell a complete story. Everybody was going for a franchise. Everyone was trying to tell you the first part of a story or the second part of a story. But
Isn't
no one, you know what I mean?
Summer supposed to be kind of floppy, if you know what I mean?
No. What? How do you mean? No.
Well,
summer's supposed to be the time for hits.
I just mean it's sort of light fare. We have beach reads. Shouldn't we have beach movies? If you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. But for whatever reason, I think Hollywood seemed more interested in trying to start some kind of a marketing franchise than actually telling you a good story that would engage you, and that seemed to be the problem.
Imagine if Hollywood embraced originality. Just imagine for a moment.
I've forgotten what that looks like, seriously.
Rafer Guzman, thank you very much. He's with Newsday, and of course he watches movies for The Takeaway. Good to see you on this Friday.